Let's check in now on the coronavirus. 3,000 people are known to have the virus. Most of them live in China. At least 80 people have died as a result. The epicenter is in Wuhan, a city of 11 million people. And cases are turning up around the world. There are 5 confirmed cases in the U.S. There are some in Hong Kong, too, which is where NPR's Jason Beaubien is. And Jason, what are authorities saying?
So there's a lot of concern here in Hong Kong about the potential for many of these cases from mainland China to come into Hong Kong. They've already shut down anyone who wants to come from Hubei province, which is where Wuhan, the city of Wuhan, the epicenter is. They've said nobody from Hubei province can come in, and anybody who's been there in the last 14 days is banned unless you can show that you are actually a resident of Hong Kong. Mm. The health system has already said that just dealing with the number of patients that are suspected cases right now, they're having to set up isolation wards. Everybody that comes in with a flu, they have to potentially test them, and already straining the healthcare system, some people say to the limit. So there's great concern that if the number of actual cases goes up dramatically, things could be quite severe here.
Does it sound like these measures may be too late?
Certainly a lot of health officials are saying that it appears that trying to keep this genie in the bottle is just not working. One official the other day was saying that of the confirmed cases that they have in Hong Kong, he'd been asked whether these are residents of Wuhan or not. And he said, everyone that we are dealing with at the moment is listed as a Chinese citizen. So that means they could be from Hong Kong. It could mean they're from Wuhan. It could mean they're from wherever. Yeah. It's a real issue of trying to figure out who is at the highest risk and try to limit their movement. Obviously, people also want to get out of Wuhan because that city's now under lockdown. People aren't allowed to move around. It sounds like they're having shortages of food in the markets there. Mm. So there's a great incentive for some people to want to get out of Wuhan and come down here to Hong Kong.
Absolutely sounds like a chaotic situation. We know that Lunar New Year is upon us. It's a big holiday season in China and Hong Kong. Yeah. Wuhan's mayor has offered to step down. He and other Communist Party officials have been criticized for responding too slowly. Are you hearing Hong Kong's residents complaining about the mainland's slow response?
I am definitely hearing some of that frustration. I'm also hearing frustration of people not being honest about what their symptoms are when they come into the hospital or where they're coming from. Mm. At the moment, people are just really scared. I was up actually at the border from Hong Kong across the border is Shenzhen. People are coming across. A lot of people have come on the train. And I was talking to people there, and it's almost like panic in some of these towns. People aren't going out at all. People are trying to figure out how to get out. There's great concern here in Hong Kong, and there's great concern north of here in China, where it's really the bulk of the cases that are coming up.
And officials are not calling this a pandemic yet, correct?
Correct. They're not calling it a pandemic, which would sort of imply a global disease outbreak if it was a pandemic. At the moment, they're still arguing that this is limited to China. You've got cases in the United States. There's cases popping up in Europe. Things are coming up all over the place. But in terms of sustained transmission, you're not seeing that, obviously, in many of these other parts of the world. I was talking to some researchers today, and they said that this definitely has the potential to become a global pandemic. Mm. They were predicting in some of their modeling that you could be having 150,000 cases a day in Shaanxing. It's just amazing the volume that potentially could be out there by what some of these epidemiologists are modeling.
Jason, one other thing we're thinking about are the massive protests that we saw in Hong Kong against Beijing's rule. What's happening to those protests? Are people still out in the streets?
Yeah, just even last night, just outside my hotel, there were some violent clashes between police and protesters. Protesters were here in the center of Hong Kong. Further north, the health authorities were trying to set up an isolation center in it's a public housing estate, and there was this one building that was empty, and they were going to use it as an isolation center for people who were suspected of having the coronavirus. Oh, wow. And people there took into the streets, set up barricades, set fire to the building. Protests are continuing, and certainly this coronavirus is adding to that. I think at first the protesters were holding back, feeling like they didn't necessarily want to get out into the streets in time when everyone's being told not to gather. But we've seen that change. And yesterday, definitely, there was hundreds of people in the streets and riot police came out and there was some violent clashes that happened.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in Hong Kong. Jason, thank you so much for this update.
Tanya, you're welcome.